Recent rain slowed wildfire growth around the interior, but there are still nearly 200 active blazes and more than 20 staffed fires. The largest response is to a half-million-acre complex of fires near Tanana. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, managers expect suppression and demobilization to take weeks.
Like many of the big wildfires in the interior, the five blazes around Tanana were started by abundant lightning that hit the region a month ago. One of the two largest, the Spicer Creek Fire, has sandwiched the village up against the Yukon River. Bill Paxton, an information officer with the Lower 48-based team managing the response, says over 350 people are working both quiet and active areas of the fire.
While we're doing rehab and cleanup, you know, pulling hose on one part of the fire, we're over actively building line on another, you know, where the threat is.
Paxton says there's potential for the Spicer Fire to spring back to life as the weather warms and dries this week, and the priority continues to be protecting the community.
We've got probably 20-some miles of hose laid out, protecting structures here, plus on the lines that we're building.
Paxton identifies the current area of concern as northwest of Tanana, where crews are directly attacking the fire.
Building a defensible line all the way to this stream called Bear Creek, and from Bear Creek all the way to the Yukon. It's tough going, it's hand work, a lot of saw work, and they're taking hose lays as they go along. The water is coming from the Yukon River a couple miles.
Paxton says structure protection like hoses and sprinklers remain in place along 150 miles of the Yukon River, where the Spicer and four other large fires have threatened to advance for a month. He says the management team is committed to running the fire response through the end of July, after which the plan is to transition to a smaller organization. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.